Apple has launched its latest device, the iPhone 16. The company said it designed the new phone with the latest artificial intelligence, AI, technology. Apple announced 4 new iPhone 16 models during a launch event September 9th from its headquarters in Cupertino, California. It said the new models are equipped with special chips to support the increased power needed for AI operations. Apple says the AI built into the devices is part of its newly developed Apple Intelligence technology. Apple leader Tim Cook spoke at the launch event. He said the new iPhone 16 models had been designed for Apple Intelligence from the ground up. Apple Intelligence is available to users of the new iPhone 16 models, as well as the 15 Pro and 15 Pro Max. Users must also be running iOS 18.1, which is expected to launch in October. Apple Intelligence can also be used with iPads and Macs. The company describes the technology as a personal intelligence system designed to help users communicate, work, and express themselves. The new AI tools or features are designed to improve on past ones, including the company's 13-year-old Siri digital assistant. Company officials say they aim to get Siri to better understand requests and actions of the user. One new feature of iPhone 16 models lets users search for pictures in their images collection by describing what an image looks like. AI tools can also help users create personal emojis and can organize and provide brief descriptions of emails. Other AI features include improved camera and video production functions. The new iPhone models are also equipped with a new button that reacts to clicks and hand movements to make it easier and faster to set up shots, capture images, and start video recording. The company says the iPhone 16 models will be available for pre-order on September 13th. But since the new AI tools require the iOS 18 update, users will have to wait until they receive that to use the features. Apple has said the iOS 18 release will roll out from October through December. American English will be the first available language, followed by more to be added next year. The price for an iPhone 16 will start at just under $800. The top model will cost almost $1,200. Apple's push to include AI tools in its new devices is partly seen as a reaction to moves by competitors like Samsung and Google. Both of those companies have already offered users powerful new AI tools in their latest smartphone models. In addition to the new AI features offered, Apple has also teamed up with ChatGPT developer OpenAI to give users the chance to use that company's technology for more complex operations. In June, Apple announced it was working with OpenAI to create a series of AI tools for iPhones and other personal devices. Apple officials have noted that all users have the ability to turn off any AI tools they do not want. The company has long claimed it highly values personal privacy and says it has built tools into its operating systems to protect user data. Apple said it took the same steps to provide privacy protections for its new AI tools. Besides announcing the new AI-equipped devices, Apple also introduced new models of its Apple Watch and AirPods headphones. The Apple Watch Series 10 has a larger and brighter display that aims to improve views from any position. The changes to Apple Watch also include additional health features, such as a sleep monitor tool that aims to identify the disorder sleep apnea. Apple says the new AirPods 4 come with an improved chip for better audio quality, as well as more active noise cancellation. The devices are also equipped with a tool to help users find lost AirPods. It plays a sound when Apple's Find Me app is used to find lost devices. I'm Brian Lynn.